The U.S. and Israel have a 10-year defense agreement ending in fiscal year 2028. The U.S. committed $3.3 billion per year in foreign military financing grants, plus $500 million for missile defense cooperation. That's $38 billion total. We have financially supported Israel since 1949. What began mostly as economic aid has become, over time, a heavily military relationship. The fiscal year 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, Section 224, would create a lead office inside the Pentagon to synchronize U.S.-Israel cooperation across AI, quantum computing, cyber defense, network integration, and data fusion. To be clear, integration in defense technology does not equal a literal merger of armed forces. In my opinion, it's nearly as bad, maybe worse. So let me explain. There are two older bills, both called the United States-Israel Defense Partnership Act of 2025, which have been sitting in committee since February 2025 with over 200 combined co-sponsors. The same policy concepts now appear in the must-pass NDAA process.